see if we can.
I don't have a very clear voice, so I don't know how to call me card.
Well, I think this should work okay. To get in the way of what you want to say, and again, you know, just want you to speak as naturally as you can, and let's just start off with a little bit about, I guess you grew up here, and
I was born and raised here.
What? Just give me the year and.
1915, February 24th. Is it running now? Well, I was the youngest of five kids.
You were born right here in Ephraim, or were you born in a...
I was born in Ephraim, in a home.
In a home,
In those days, they didn't have hospitals. I mean, they didn't go to the hospitals.
And did you... was there like a person around the community who helped, or...
Well, I don't know who did with me, but there was midwives that went around then and helped. And the doctors, they'd go to the homes, and the babies were born right in the homes. And then a midwife would go around maybe for 10 days after and help the mother, tend the family and stuff.
And what were your parents' names?
My dad's name was Soren Peter Peterson, and my mother's name was Lillian Peter Peterson. She was Peterson before she was married.
Oh, she was a...
I'm Peterson on both sides.
A true Peterson.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever travel much out of Ephraim, or you pretty much lived here your whole life?
We've lived here all our life, but we've done a lot of traveling. We've been to Europe. That's the best trip we ever had.
I'd still like to get over there sometime.
We went down to Vatican, and that St. Peter's Cathedral, that's absolutely out of this world.
And my brother's been, Steve.
It's solid marble on the outside, and it's mosaic marble on the inside. They take these little pieces of marble and paint pictures with them. They're not painted, they're marble paint. It was unbelievable. It's a block long and a half a block wide, and you can stick a Salt Lake Temple right up in the dome. It's that big.
That's amazing. What, how much formal education have you had?
1 year of small college after high school.
Okay, and then your occupation, what have you been mostly?
I've been a farmer all my life, and my dad was a farmer. And I guess his dad was too. Back in those days, most all the people were farmers. And I started farming when I was 6 years old. Stayed out of school 2 weeks every spring and every fall from 6 years on through high school.
Now you've been what type of a farmer?
Well, I had 31 years in the turkey business.
That's what I thought.
And I've had cattle. And mostly turkeys, that's...
No sheep, huh?
Well, we had sheep when my dad... I worked on my dad's farm. And we had sheep then.
Okay. And what about your parents' parents?
Well,